Assalamu alaikum, welcome to another episode of the Kalamcast podcast. And with me today, I've got a previous guest, a guest that we know and we love, and it is none other than the Islamic finance extraordinaire, Almir Kolan. Welcome, brother Almir.
Alaikum salam, thank you very much for that.
So it's good to have you on, and previously, when you've been with us, you've talked about a number of topics. But as for this particular episode, we're going back to the original episode that we did together, and I believe it was episode number 3, where we talked about the famous series Ertugrul.
Mm-hmm.
So today is a follow-up episode, a sequel to that episode, if you like. And inshallah, we'll be talking about the sequel to that particular series, which is referred to as Osman. So a lot of us are not familiar with this particular series. And unfortunately, I'm one of them. I've been following Ertugrul for a little while. But as for this particular series, Osman, I have next to no idea whatsoever about it. So we hope that inshallah, with your presence, you'll be able to educate us on the matter, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So where do we start? What is Osman?
Osman is obviously pride of, if you talk to the Muslims, to the especially Turks, he is a pride of his people, somebody who is known to helping poor and oppressed, seeking justice and establishing foundation of the state that ruled for centuries.
So how is this particular series different from its predecessor, Ertugrul?
So in this particular series, Kurulush Osman, or Establishment of Foundation, he is the one who is laying now foundation of an actual state. In the previous episodes, Ertugrul, his father, he is in the phase of really organizing and putting foundation for these foundations, if you want to say. So we see in the previous series with Ertugrul, we see the themes of Islam, we see the striving again for justice, for certain principles against many adversaries and so on. We see some kind of an introduction to everything that will follow. So this gives us a context in which Osman is coming. You have enemies from Byzantine people, what they call the Eastern Roman Empire, and crusaders from them, as well as Mongols and so on, many other tribes. So you see that all context, you understand the difficulties and challenges, and really it was everything leading to this, to Osman.
So I take it Osman, as depicted in this particular series, he's very much a superhero, as was Ertugrul in the original series.
He is a superhero with a lot of flaws.
Okay, that makes it certainly quite interesting. When we talk about flaws, what do you actually mean?
You see in the Osman, one of the biggest themes is his marriage with the daughter of his Sheikh Edbali. And actually when he proposed to her, Sheikh refused him because of his temper. And he's just not able to control himself. Very emotional, like a young man who is full of fire, who wants to take on the world. He is idealistic on the mission. But Sheikh looks at that and he is not sure, will this fire burn him into ashes or will be beneficial type of fire? Can he control himself? And therefore he is thinking, should he give his daughter to somebody who might not be a great fit for a lady that was raised with a scholar and so on.
So one of the things I noticed previously was that Ertugrul was very much a character who was perfect in many ways. The problems surrounding him were the thing that made the series interesting. It wasn't him particularly, with his challenges, what he needed to overcome. Whereas based on your description, it seems as though the character of Osman is one that needs to change. He needs to progress from becoming this angry person to someone who is capable of leading a state, perhaps.
He is like, maybe I use a strong word like angry in a negative connotation. He's maybe I don't know what would be the better word, but he's full of passion, which can easily become uncontrollable sometimes. So he's having a challenge controlling himself, not reacting impulsively to go for revenge, to immediately go and demolish somebody or do something. So these are those youthful, energetic characteristics which sometimes lack tact or self-control. And this is normal because he's still young man. So that's why Sheikh sometimes called him little Osman, to bring him down a little bit. You know, come on, little, my little Osman.
So does it have some of the same characters that we saw in the previous series?
There are a few characters like Bamsi is there. He's like a right-hand man. He is, Ertuğrul is not there anymore. Ertuğrul is, as we understand, sick. He's not coming to this. I think last night was actually final episode.
Same actor from the previous series?
So Ertuğrul is not there at all, not shown at all. Bamsi is the same Bamsi.
They didn't age him up?
They did. So he's a little bit more, few gray hairs and so on. Seljan, few other characters here and there. And other people are grown up, like his Dündar Bey, his Ertuğrul's brother, and few other people. And so the story picks up from a situation where Ertuğrul is in, I think, Konya. He's getting some sort of a treatment. His health is deteriorating, and his brother Dündar Bey took over leadership. And this young man, a young lion, is trying to find his way between what he sees as a danger, and his spirit is sort of very, very high, contrasting that and comparing that to Dündar, who is very naive, who is who gets tribe into a lot of trouble because of his short-sightedness.
So how does it measure up in terms of comparison to Ertuğrul?
With Ertuğrul, we have seen a lot of things surprised us. Attitude towards the justice fighting, going into the war and saying Allahu Akbar, and you know, just those Islamic symbolism is there very, very strongly. All the beautiful things we talk about Ertuğrul, it's something that we have seen for the first time in Ertuğrul. And so coming into the Osman, we had already a huge expectation from the series. Who will play him? This is iconic figure in Turkey and the Muslim world. Which young man, from the look, from everything, there was a speculation, months and months and months leading into this, they were preparing him to fit that role. So there was a lot of expectation, and I think most of people couldn't easily adjust and transition to this new one, because Ertuğrul, played by that actor, was such a vivid, strong, authentic force, and Islamically was so compelling, where this actor still, I feel, after watching the whole season, he still didn't grow into the role 100%. He's still struggling, I think, a little bit.
So are you saying that the lead actor is not as charismatic as the actor from the original series?
No, definitely. He has a lot of good lines, certain behavior, but even from the physical look, he doesn't have his beard is much less, so it's like his mustache bigger and so on. So you don't feel like Ertuğrul is like...
He's not as manly.
Yeah, he's not as manly. Although let's say in Turkish, modern Turkish, not the olden Turkish, modern Turkish, mustache are like sign of manhood. But this is not really the thing, because Islamically it's opposite. It's a beard that is manly. So that's why you see Bamsi and this one. But, you know, all the new Turkish traditions collide a little bit, which one see what as a sign of masculinity.
So, is that what you think they were going for?
Yeah, I think so. A little bit appealing to that sort of... because this is now the bigger... Ertuğrul, I don't think they anticipated a huge thing from Ertuğrul. This was, I think, supposed to be warm-up. The real thing was supposed to be Osman. That was supposed to be explosion. And that's why they're very sensitively approaching it. That's just my gut feeling, you know. So they go, you know, in many of... Not just Turkish, but in many cultures, this mustache looks like a big thing, you know.
Right.
There's some point of pride.
Based on what you're saying, it sounds as though they wanted to do something different as well. In the sense, with the previous series, we had a character that was pretty much, in many ways, infallible in terms of character, in terms of personality. But in this one, based on what you were actually saying, it seems we have a character that has emotional or personality flaws, such as getting angry, quick to anger.
Yeah, characteristic of young people who are trying to find their way in that society. I mean, that's as a part of building the character, because even in Ertuğrul, there was a character development. So when he would go into certain area, he would not take care of security, so they would take his swords, and then he learns from that never to neglect security aspect, and then the spies would infiltrate, and they would set a trap, and then he would learn how to set a trap in a trap, or secure himself, or something like that. So there was a deepening, I mean, in his own understanding of warfare, of diplomacy, of statecraft. Here, I think they are trying to sort of have a similar thing. So in the first episode, from young men, because really Osman, only after the death of his father, somewhere at the end of the 1200s, so that's 13th century, towards the end of 13th century, he takes over the reign and he starts really what he does at the end, which is the conquering these areas around him.
How far are you into it so far?
So I watched the last night, the last episode. I think that was the last one for the first season.
So based on how you're describing it, I'm getting that you're slightly disappointed when you're comparing it to the
original. I think it didn't meet expectation of Ertuğrul. Actors were less convincing. Depth in Ertuğrul and performance was at much higher level, I think. But the certain characters did. Sergeant did a good job, but we don't have somebody like Turul's mother. Many strong characters that were developed in Ertuğrul were missing. Even the villains, I don't know, is it because we already got familiar or just because we were so much expecting? But I think it did not reach to that level. Nevertheless, there were still a lot of things that that are interesting for students of history or students of that period.
So do we see old characters return?
Well,
it just Bamsi and that's it?
We see Bamsi. We don't see Turgut. I think they wanted to make that break, I think. They wanted to give Osman a link with Ertuğrul through maybe Bamsi and a few other people, Abdurrahman and so on. But at the same time, they wanted a different cast so that...
Do its own thing.
Yeah, he can also mature and that these other people don't take a spotlight. It is a difficult balance. I think the previous actor of Ertuğrul was so natural, you know, so believable.
I remember when you told me about this series for the first time, I was quite surprised. To me, it seemed as though Ertuğrul was something that could go on and on by itself, just by itself.
Yes.
The absence of something that would come behind it or after it.
I think the people who are behind this are having higher plans, which is they are actually, they want to say certain stories. When you look at Osman, when we know who Osman is and how they established Osmanli state or Ottoman Empire, as they say. But, you know, you have a story of his Sheikh Edbali. So Sheikh Edbali is one of the greatest forces. He is from Banu Tamim originally, so Arab tribe. And so he is one of the people who is a mentor to the Osman. Through him and his guidance, he established the justice and the principle that guided state. And you see him here. I like actually the Sheikh Edbali more than Ibn Arabi actually in the previous. First of all, because Ibn Arabi, there is a question whether they met in the way that was portrayed and some other aspect, problematic aspect that are related to Ibn Arabi and many of his ideas Islamically. Where Sheikh Edbali, he was his mentor, he married his daughter, and he was active in fighting, in jihad, and in the establishing of the state, establishing the principles. And so he shaped Ottoman state or Osmanli state as much as Osman did, actually, but in a different way.
So who are the main antagonists in this particular series? In the old series, or the original series, it was the Crusaders, it was the Mongols. Who does the hero face in this particular one?
So we have a similar situation now where they are on the border regions of what will become later Turkey and Anatolia and all of this. And as you know, in those days, Mongols are main threat. that is coming from one side. And then from the other side, we have Byzantine Empire. So this is the part of old Roman Empire, even though they call them Roman Empire. In general, when you talk about Roman Empire, they refer to them as well as Roman. So, but the Roman Empire actually split in two. You have East, which became Orthodox Church, and then you have West, which is, you know, other countries of Europe, and Rome is today that head of the Catholics and so on. So here, when you think about Byzantine, these are the countries that Orthodox from Serbia, Romania, Greek, Russia, you know, these kind of countries. So they were ones that he's taking on them as well as Mongols. And that it takes him after, as you know, Constantinople or Istanbul was the head of the Byzantine. So it took until Mehmed, Sultan, Fatih Sultan Mehmed, conquered it in maybe 150 years after Osman. That is when that empire collapsed. In the meantime, that empire was losing in certain areas of Africa, Middle East, and then Osman, with his warfare techniques, he's taking piece by piece. He's very strategic, very much pitting different enemy against each other, playing in these differences and rising bit by bit. He's overtaking other tribes. So from young men with the Kai tribe, which was not even the biggest or anything, he slowly, through his war strategies and the political maneuvering and so on, he rises to the top.
It sounds as though they've got a plan already designed for this particular series or this particular iteration.
I think this could go for another 10 seasons. He's just starting, young man who is just getting married, getting over whatever young man going through, how to learn, how to be disciplined, how to control. And that's what Sheikh Adbali, he said him. He refused him for marriage. He tells his daughter, and you see him, how he's being then tested. At one point, he doesn't want to talk to him at all because of certain decisions and things he does, young Osman. So he immediately tells him, young Osman, and then he refused to talk to him in one moment. So then he comes. This is a training. This is a leadership training that all young people generally have to go. So before you are leader, that's why he even wrote a poem to him. We will be such and such, you need to be mercy. We can allow ourselves to be loud, and you need to be quiet. You need to be, you know, with people. You need to be this and that. What other people can do, you cannot do, basically. All of the weaknesses that common people can rush, quickness, haste, harshness, as a leader, as a king, you cannot do that. You need to be opposite. So that takes a discipline and self-control. So that's why even the Prophet, when he said that strong one is not the one who has the physical strength. So he had the physical strength, and he can be a big fighter. But the one who is really strong, meaning you take that strength to the next level, not that you don't need it, but to make it focused, you need to control it. And that's what he learns through the Sheikh and his experience. Because he understands, if I just follow my desire and going to fight whenever I feel like it without thinking, then I will burn everybody and myself, and I will not achieve what I want.
So overall, would you recommend this series? I know you'd recommend the original one, but what about this one?
I think it was still worth watching, because I think it will get better. So I think with the season one, the cast, the training, the, you know, they need to learn how to ride the horses, how to sword fight, how to talk, how to everything.
So wait, are you saying they can't ride horses in this one?
No, I mean the actor, you know, like...
He's still learning.
I think they were preparing for 1 year just to ride the horse and handle the sword, for example. Most of the actors, him including. So for 1 year, he was just training different things. So in the first season, I think that all become part of you. So as you get more comfortable, even when you watch Ertugrul now, when I watch now Ertugrul first season again, a little bit with my son, you see imperfection, you see how much even the costumes or camera work or everything progresses after a while. Season 3, 5, totally different than season 1.
So as I understand it, you're basically saying they need more of an opportunity to find their groove.
Yeah, they will slowly get into it. People will be more accepting. So I am expecting from season 2, 3 and onward that will improve even more, you know. And also with the actors, they need to get more confidence in what they are, who they are, how they are. So this takes time to develop the confidence, to develop yourself. And okay. So that's why I'll still recommend it, but little bit of bits and pieces that maybe not.
So how does it compare to that other series that you mentioned once, Payetat?
Oh.
So if we wanted to rank it,
yeah,
in terms of Ertuğrul, Osman and Payetat, how would you rank it?
I would personally rank it third after Ertuğrul number one.
No one can.
I don't think so. I don't think so. For me, at least, I know a lot of people like the other series, Payetat, which is about Abdulhamid Sultan and the contemporary challenges that he faced. And he's the master politician, master strategist.
So some people actually liked it because some of the problems that he faces are more contemporary in nature. And there's all that stuff about secret societies and so forth.
I mean, it's a very deep. It's his thinking. Some certain clips when you analyze them, there is a lot of wisdom there, and he has his own challenges. But I think both of these are relevant for us. Just for me, Ertuğrul. Ertuğrul seems to be one of those which it's very difficult to match.
There you have it, folks. Straight from the expert's mouth. So number three out of ranking of Ertuğrul, Payetat, and this particular series.
And by the way, both of these, Payetat, which is and Ertuğrul, now in English on YouTube. So they are publishing them, and so everybody can watch. And I'd imagine people who are into especially politics and everything, they would be interested for both.
Our message perhaps is, as I've gathered from Brother Almir, is that you can proceed to watch it, but be patient
prepare. If you want it, if you like these kind of things, I think there'll be much more to come, and you'll see much more happening probably in the season 2, 3. And
so I came to this particular recording not even knowing what you'd say about the episode, and I was even assuming or thinking maybe you'd have some very shining, sparkling words about the series. I'm surprised that the opposite is coming out.
Yeah, well, you know, expectations, and I actually now think they should have done Osman first, and that actor and that crew should have been Osman, and then maybe later on add additional series before what happened or something like that. Now when I think about it, look, you know, at the end of the day, the creators of this series, they want to tell a much larger story. And in general, if you look at that scene, entertainment and that industry complex, the types of series that they are producing about their culture, about history, about their religion, they want to resurrect that culture and portray it in a certain way where people are proud of it. And so if you look at it from that perspective, they want to paint that picture of that past and how Islam fits and tradition fits and how it's relevant for the modern struggle that the country and Muslims are going through. So I would imagine there will be many more heroes, many more stories. They have a lot of history. So
personally, I'm fascinated to see that altercation that occurred between the Ottoman Empire and Vlad the Impaler.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to happen for a long time based on what you're describing.
As you can see there, what we see is that certain aspects of history are taken because of the fact that people can relate. So they target certain legends in their history, let's say. And that's our history anyway, Muslim history. Because they became a legend, there are a lot of stories. Even Osman, his dreams, his conversations, they became legendary, his persona. So these are the people, especially in Turkey now with what's happening with the leadership, they are very proud people who want to live independent and free, and they need a role model who will model public perception of what it means to be patriotic, to love your religion, love your country, be helpful to others. So they are looking at these examples. And also, as they have many enemies who are trying to bring them down, they live in very unsettling region. They're also looking for the people who will shed light on some of these past encounters. So you have to follow with one eye these series, with another eye politics of today, to sort of bring two and two together. That's right. So to see what these people are trying to say to you, what lessons. So Sultan Fatih, you know, just Al Abdul Hamid, or just like any other one of the great leaders, you can learn a lot.
So if you wanted someone to take away just one thing from this particular episode of ours for today, what would it be?
That your fruits in life, whether in this case establishing a state, winning something, takes a tremendous dedication and principles to believe in and fight for it. It takes tremendous sacrifice, takes tremendous faith. And we see that that to achieve what they have done, it's not one little thing that you do or accident or something like that. From Suleiman Shah to Ertugrul to Osman, we see persistence, grit, struggle. The system, you either live as a free man or you die. You're not going to accept living as a slave. So we see that very clearly. If you ever want to have a chance, a shot of establishing something for yourself, you need to be ready to die for that. And you need to ready, you must live fully fighting for it. So this is, I think, what they're trying to instill in the people.
That's an excellent way to end this particular episode. I thank you once again, Brother Almir, for joining us and explaining your perspective.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Jazakallah khair to all of you for listening. This has been another episode of the Kalam Cast podcast.